You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Terrence Pop, a couple of weeks ago, made a particular video covering this topic on how military recruitment has fallen in the toilet. However, gentlemen, that's even worse. It's in the sewers. Now, in my humble opinion, I'm glad that less men are joining the military. And I'm going to come from a completely different angle as to why I'm personally happy that less men are signing up. This society deserves what's happening when it comes to military recruitment. Hell, a few weeks ago, maybe last month, there was an old World War II soldier who literally cried because of how bad society has fallen. And he said, "This is not the society that my friends died to protect." And I have to agree with him. But let me not stray too far from the main topic. Now, this article was published on the 17th of July. With few able and fewer willing, the U.S. military can't find recruits. As much as it would pain me normally to say this, but I'm going to say it. Good. These are tough times for military recruiting. Almost across the board, the armed forces are experiencing large shortfalls in enlistments this year. A deficit of thousands of entry-level troops that is on pace to be worse than any since just after the Vietnam War. It threatens to throw a wrench into the military's machinery, leaving critical jobs unfilled and some platoons with too few people to function. Well, what do you think is going to happen when the military goes quote unquote woke? Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of men who no longer feel the need to answer the call. Charlie 19 is part of the problem. Lockdowns during the pandemic have limited recruiters' ability to forge bonds face-to-face with prospects. And the military's vaccine mandate has kept some would-be troops away. Ah, yes. Behind the scenes, I was contacted by a few sailors who wanted my opinion about the Charlie 19 vax mandate and what they should do. And of course, first thing I told them, whatever you choose to do, that is your choice. Now, if I were in your shoes, I would make sure that I had all of the critical certifications that would help me in the civilian sector, and then I would go ahead and say, nope, I'm not going to take this poke. Do what needs to be done. And yeah, a lot of good sailors left the Navy because of the vax mandate. Less than one quarter of young American adults are physically fit to enlist and have no disqualifying criminal record, a proportion that has shrunk steadily in recent years. and shifting attitudes toward military service means that now only 1 in 10 young people say they would even consider it. You guys know that I made a video called Patriotism is Dead. Once again, men in this society have been demonized to the point that, yes, a lot of them are saying, you know what? Whenever the barbarian comes, hey, I don't care. If anything, I might actually join the barbarians. But I find it real damn convenient that every time the idea of having women be able to sign up for the draft, oh, women love to jump behind and say, well, you know what? That's not the equality that I want. Nope, I'm going back to the kitchen. Gentlemen, if you need any further proof of just how treacherous modern women are, look no further than Ukraine. Those women turned their backs on their men and their country. Once again, why would young men of today volunteer to defend a society and a country that has outwardly said how much they truly despise them? The Army is the largest of the armed forces, and the recruiting shortfall is hitting it the hardest. As of late June, it had recruited only about 40% of the roughly 57,000 new soldiers it wants to put in boots by September 30th, at the end of the fiscal year. Less than half. Now, once again, there were many military commanders in the past who said, yes, the current crop of young men are not physically fit for military service. And what happened to some of those military commanders? Oh, they got flame sprayed. But those men were simply ahead of the curve. The other branches are not having any easier of a time either. The Navy and Marine Corps do not release recruiting figures before the end of the fiscal year, a spokesperson said. But both have acknowledged that it will be hard for them to meet quotas this year. One of my son's friends who joined the Navy is actually a recruiter, and we had a conversation, and yeah, it is outright hard for him to get new recruits for the Navy. He might not be able to meet his quota. But once again, you have to ask the critical question, why? And like I explained before, men in this society have been demonized to the point that patriotism has been beaten out of them. Even the Air Force, which has rarely had trouble attracting talent in the past, is about 4,000 recruits short of the level it typically reaches by mid-summer. When civilian jobs are plentiful, as they are now, the military tries to compete using two tactics: sweetening the deal with signing bonuses, better pay, and other enticements, and lowering standards a bit to enlist people who might otherwise not qualify. Well, that's about all I'm going to read for the article. Now, for my personal reason as to why I'm happy that less men are signing up for the military. You ready? This is going to be a huge blow to predatory, parasitic women who specifically target military men for their benefits. Oh, yeah. We all know this. Many, many women in the past had to play the long game. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if they married a serviceman, they had to play good for 10 years and one day. Why? Because if they were married for over 10 years, then guess what? She automatically became entitled to half of his retirement. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when it comes to divorce in the military, we know those numbers are actually way higher than they are in the civilian sector. Why? Well, think about it. Military man has a guaranteed income. Guess what? He can be made to stay on base or on the ship, while she can stay in military housing. Then, on top of that, you add medical, dental benefits. Yeah, military men have always been a very attractive target for predatory females, especially females in small towns. Now, if you need a perfect example of that, well, we know that there's a great movie out there that you should look up. And what movie is that? An Officer and a Gentleman. Unfortunately, David Keith's character fell victim to a predatory woman. And guess what? She lied. Oh, I'm pregnant. Then, when he quit the military to try to do the right thing, what did she do? Oh, I'm not pregnant. I just wanted to snag a pilot so I can get out of this town. And unfortunately, he took his own life. Now, how many soldiers, how many sailors have actually had something similar like that happened to him? Far too many. Over my 20 years in the Navy, there have been many a sailor who got a Dear John letter, especially on deployment. Yeah, it sucks. But like I said, that right there is actually a good thing that so many men are now no longer going to have to potentially face those consequences. So yeah, a lot of women who specifically target military men for their meal tickets, yeah, that has been thoroughly snatched away from them. And it's a good thing. Well, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And society as a whole. The military power is really about to go out. Feminism will definitely go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men have woke up thanks to being so demonized by society that they've said, you know what? This society, this country is no longer worth defending. And guess what? Let me reiterate this. I can't help but agree with them. Yeah, the cannon fodder, not signing up anymore. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.